yesterday making news, announcing that he was a candidate for the Republican nomination for president this year. Donald Trump. He's talked about it before, but now he has officially thrown his hat in the ring. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is Donald Trump. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's good to be on with you.
Well, this is quite a move for you. I know you've thought about it for years, but now you're taking the plunge.
I think this is going to be the most luxurious presidential campaign of all time.
Luxurious?
Excuse me?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yes, you talked a lot yesterday about how wealthy you are and how much money you have.
Those things are facts. We don't need to go over the record once more, but I can tell you right now, yes, I'm very wealthy. I want to talk to the one who contradicted me just a little bit earlier.
That was George.
Said, yes, go ahead. Okay, stop right there, George. You're fired.
Fired?
You're fired, okay?
Okay.
The things you say are the words of a peasant, okay? You have no concept of politics. Uh-huh. You see the world through scabies-colored glasses because your mom didn't sign up for government cheese or whatever happened. I don't know. But look, I see the world through the eyes that were donated to me by the Egyptian Ministry of Antiquities. They're the actual eyes of Joseph, the adopted father, Jesus Christ. There, I said it.
Man.
Well, can you talk a little bit about your platform? What are some of the things you'll be running?
My platform is jobs. I'm going to get everybody jobs. I'm going to get the Mexicans out of here, the ones that rape and do all that stuff.
Yes.
I said that in my speech yesterday. You probably heard it.
Yes, we did. Very controversial stance.
I'm going to get rid of Obamacare. It's the worst abomination. There's nothing luxurious about it. There's nothing that is good about that. We're going to get rid of that, and I'm going to require everyone to vote for me.
Require every. So you think you can win, I guess.
Oh, there's that guy again talking to me. Look, sir,
you're
not
question.
Qualified to not vote for me. Listen, I'm going to be the best president that God has ever personally selected to be president.
There he goes with that again.
Wow, this is Donald Trump with us here on the ticket. He announced his run for the presidency yesterday.
Can I say something?
Yes.
You're fired.
Oh, well,
but
thank you.
Also, in addition to that, I've seen the little jokes out there that you and all your little radio people put out online. The campaign poster with my picture on it that says, "We shall overcome." That's stupid. It's grade school level humor that my complex, overdeveloped professional grade brain can't even entertain, understand. Look, I'm exceedingly and appropriately rich. That's what you want in a president. You want a successful president.
Inappropriately okay? rich?
And appropriately,
talking.
I think.
I'm still talking.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. I own 4,300 buildings in some of the most top luxurious cities in the world. What do you own, a rake?
I have a rake, as a matter of fact.
Okay, that's right. Okay, keep working, Jorge. Maybe you can buy that 1986 Chevy truck and you can fit your whole crew in there. That's your idea of success, fine.
Sure. That was a good year.
Okay, look, I have money. I have $4 billion plus 5 billion pieces of money combined, that's over 12 billion.
Okay. That's a lot of money. Yes.
Okay, listen, my wife is hot.
Mm-hmm.
She's never even had a child. I've still insisted on having an episiotomy for her for my own pleasure.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's talk about your sex life. How about that?
No, we don't have to talk about either one of our sex
okay.
lives.
Listen, I have orgasms from supermodels at all times. While you're left dry-humping some leftover throw pillow from your grandmother's pre-war tract home, okay? Look, this is a sadness you endure every afternoon of your life.
No. My dog may do that, but I don't do that.
I have platinum-level orgasms constantly in well-appointed buildings.
What does that have to do about running for president?
Yeah, is scoreboarding America the best way to get elected?
America wants a winner for president. We're tired of these losers. Obama's a loser. Rosie O'Donnell is a loser. Okay. All of these people are losers. Look, when I go to the bathroom, I lay a clutch of golden eggs that then hatch into flamingos who can locate diamonds with their beaks. What do you do? What do you do? Push out a couple of brown river rocks into a Home Depot bucket before your wife calls the cops, before you stole a hydro or whatever you have going on.
These are wild accusations.
River rocks.
I have a high level existence you can't identify with, but you want to vote for. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
My soul has been rated an aggressive buy for 25 straight years.
And you're going to pay for all this yourself, right? You're not taking donations?
I'm paying for everything.
Uh-huh.
Everything. I'm not taking money from lobbyists or hobbyist or whatever it is that they say, I'm using all my own money. I'm not beholden to anyone except for the high standards that I set for myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to turn America around. I'm going to rename it Trump. It's going to be Trump, the Trump States of America.
That's not going to be popular.
It makes no sense, but it doesn't matter because I own golf courses. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck, I guess.
Well, thank you for your vote. I certainly appreciate it. I appreciate all your listeners voting for me. I thank you for your pledges of votes. And I'm going to turn this country around. And every Friday night, I'm going to have a presidential address, which will just be a static shot of my taint, and you're going to love it.
Wow. Okay. That's quite a promise.
Good morning. That's allegedly Donald Trump now running for office.